VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. Benson back again with your daily pronunciation challenge. Before we start, I want to ask you a question. What's your favorite instant noodle brand? Well, for me, it's Mee Goreng. It's an Indonesian brand. It's one of the best instant noodles that serves in dry that I've ever eaten, and it's so easy to make. In my opinion, instant noodle is one of the greatest inventions because it makes our lives more convenient. However, do you know a better way of making instant noodles? If you're curious about it, then let's start making instant noodles. I mean, jump to the sentence. He learned that by sprinkling soup in the noodles, kneading them, and letting them partially dry, they become flavored and also keeps longer.
那这个的意思呢，就是他发现把汤汁散在面条上，将它们混合，再把面条放到部分干的状态，面条就能变得入味，也能保持较长的时间。
Okay, let's get to the pronunciation tips. 那我们的第一个字呢就是 soup on. 那 soup on的话，还有一个连音。 就在 P 跟 O 的中间 ，soup 跟 on， 它那个中间有一个 soup on，soup on。 那 soup on 的话，通常就是说，可能像要吃饭的时候，我们就说 soup's on， 就是吃饭的意思。啊，下一个字的话就是 partially 的话有两个音节，那它那个 I A 的话是念有点念 sh， 所以那个 T 不太发 t 的音，所以变成 partially， 所以你听到那个 T 还有一个 sh。 Partially. Okay, 我们到我们的 vocabulary words. 那我们的第一个话就是 sprinkle. 那 sprinkle 的话，它是个动词，它的意思就是撒。那 sprinkle 这个单字动词，同类当做名词时，意思就是小雨跟小雪。如果 sprinkle 以复数处出现，它能解释为撒在糕饼上用作装饰的细小。所以，比如说，我们可以这样讲： I sprinkle some pepper on my spaghetti. 我在我的意大利面撒了一些胡椒。那么下一个字呢，就是 knead。 knead 的话也是一个动词，它的意思就是揉跟捏。那要注意的话，这个单词它的 k 是不发音的，所以我们那个 k 你不会听那个 k， 它是念 knead， 直接念那个 n knead。 So knead means to press something, especially a mixture for making bread, firmly and repeatedly with the hands and fingers. 比如说，我们可以这样讲。 Please help me knead the dough while I'm preparing the sauce. 在我准备酱料的时候，请帮我捏面。那下一个字呢，就是 partially. 那 partially 的话，它是一个 adverb. 那补充一个 partially 相关的用词，就是 partially sighted. 那这个单词是 为形容词，意思就是弱势的。比如说 ，Henry is partially to blame for this serious accident. Henry 在这场严重车祸中也有。 Okay, that is all for today's pronunciation challenge. I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get hungry having all these talks about noodles. Did you know that they have a cup noodle flavored ice cream in Japan? It actually tastes pretty good, to my surprise. It has the seafood flavor from the cup noodles, and it also has dried shrimp inside. Feel free to share your favorite instant noodles in the comments below with other VoiceTubers, and oh, don't forget to leave a comment with it. I'll see you all next week. Peace.